Breadbox Media Programming is brought to you by...
We've got good news. The world is open again, and people like you, people of faith, are traveling to Catholic sites around the world. Want to travel with exceptional Catholic leaders this fall, next year, or in the future? Are you looking to see specific sites, celebrate traditional Latin Mass, or travel to destinations without vaccine requirements? We are here to help you deepen your faith on pilgrimage. Give us a call at 1-800-842-4842 or visit us online at selectinternationaltours.com. Select International Tours is your pilgrimage company, and we have the perfect Catholic trip for you.
Are you looking to serve God and society? Consider putting your gifts to work as a lawyer. Ave Maria School of Law has been educating faith-filled lawyers for over 20 years. Ave Maria School of Law is committed to training lawyers to use law appropriately around the moral issues of our time. Visit avemarialaw.edu to learn more about integrating your faith with a law degree.
Alrighty, you are probably expecting me to do a Martha Mary podcast, perhaps? Although the title of this kind of doesn't say that, and that's because it's not going to be about Martha Mary. I love the Martha Mary gospel, though. It's so great. The end, game, bottom line, end result of this whole thing should be that we be Mary and Martha. Or Bob and Robert, or whatever the guys, you know, equivalent to that would be. We have to pray and work. It's like what the monks live by, prayer and works, and doing both is the real key so that all of your work becomes a prayer. That's kind of how, when you bring Jesus into it, it becomes a, thank you so much for this, Jesus, or I appreciate your help in this beautiful thing. It becomes a prayer-like activity. And the last thing is, if you do not know how to pray, if you do not have a daily, regular prayer life, then my goodness, please, please. You know how people say, for the love of God, blah, blah, blah. Well, I'm ready to say, for the love of God, do you love God? For only the love of Him. Learn how to pray. It's your love language with Him. Take that step. Own that relationship. God will pour out grace on you like you've never seen before. Try my video prayer course. It's in the description of this podcast. Try anything. Speaking of trying something, by the way, I just got online and checked out this virtual Catholic conference. I happen to be speaking in it. There are, I think, 35, 36 speakers. Yesterday was Sonia Corbett and some other woman that I can't remember her name, but she spoke about theology of the body. You don't have to be single to watch this. It's for 35-year-olds who are Catholic singles and how to live your faith. I think it's really important for everybody to understand theology of the body. I know married people who are out there having affairs. So this isn't just for single people. I think it's for everybody. And I put the link that you can register for free. It doesn't cost you a thing. And it goes on for 14 days. There's two videos that get sent to you every day. So you can go back and watch if you don't have time to watch them in one sitting, so to speak. It's awesome. So it's free. Do something like that. I know that this isn't telling you how to pray, but maybe there's other courses about how to live a prayerful life. Okay, I just cranked out 3 minutes of Martha and Mary in a 10-minute podcast that isn't even supposed to be about them. That's how important prayer is. All right, but we're not going to talk about that. We are going to talk about whether or not you are a people pleaser. This goes to my podcast yesterday. Remember, I was conflicted. I had two topics that I wanted to talk about because of the readings, and I went with the love the neighbor because of that guy who stole my smart mic out of my box of Amazon treats. Anyway, you can go back, listen to that one. But today I want to talk about people pleasing. It was the reading from yesterday. It's so important for us to know that that's a sin. Okay, I'm going to read this real quick. Galatians 1, 6 through 12, brothers and sisters, I'm amazed that you are so quickly forsaking the one who called you by the grace of Christ for a different gospel. Not that there is another, but there are some of you who are disturbing you and wish to pervert the gospel of Christ. But even if we or an angel from heaven should preach to you a gospel other than the one that we preach to you, let that one be accursed. As we have said before and now say again, if anyone preaches to you a gospel other than the one that you received, let that one be accursed. Am I now currying favor with human beings or God? Or am I seeking to please people? If I were still trying to please people, I would not be a slave of Christ. Now I want you to know, brothers and sisters, that the gospel preached by me is not of human origin. For I did not receive it from a human being, nor was I taught it, but it came through a revelation of Jesus Christ. The key here. If I were still trying to please people, I would not be a slave of Christ. It's an interesting piece stuck in the middle of, it's like this gospel, it's not a gospel, but it's a scripture sandwich we're looking at here. It starts off by saying, you know, hey, don't be tricked by those people that are trying to teach you a different religion or to pervert the one that was given to you. And then it gets down to, hey, you know, I'm not trying to please people. I know that if I'm trying to please people, I wouldn't be speaking up. Therefore, I wouldn't be a slave of Christ. And then he finally says, and oh, by the way, this isn't something that human beings gave me. I got the gospel through a revelation of Jesus Christ. So that is what I want to talk about. We have an innate kind of part of our being, our personality, our human nature. It's all love. Everything that we do, everything that we want, everything that we seek, we want love. We want to be loved and accepted. That's our primal being. And sometimes we take that to an extreme where we bite our tongue or don't say anything because we want that love from people. So we don't stand up. We aren't a faithful servant. We're not following Christ if we're pleasing people, as we just heard. We're not out there to tick everybody off either, but we are to speak the truth, the true gospel, the one that was taught to us. Not all these little heresies all over the place, and we're supposed to speak up when we see wrong, when we do wrong, speak up to ourselves, speak up to those around us and apologize, but also take it to the Lord and the sacrament of reconciliation. Oops. I have a radio interview in 15 minutes, so I'm going to wrap this one up. All that being said, we need to be Christ's here. We need to be his feet, his arms, his legs, his tongue. He expects us to speak when truth needs to be spoken, when wrong is being done, and to take ownership of our own life. Because everything that comes out of our love for God, is the foundation. It's hard to describe, but everything that we do should be for the love of God. And to speak up for our love for him, and also for our love for those who we're speaking to that we want to draw to him. Okay. No more people-pleasing. Sometimes it's not easy to live a faithful life, living it, breathing it, speaking it, but we cannot allow the world to roll over us. This is God's world, and we are here to battle for souls. This is the spiritual battle. It's our soul and the souls of the people that God put in our life. So let's pray. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. Oh, come, Holy Spirit, I love you so much, Lord. Help me to show you how much I love you by being a true, faithful follower of yours. Help me to be like St. Paul. St. Paul, I pray to you, help me to speak truth, especially to those who don't believe. And help me not to be overly concerned about what people think of me, and that I please them with all of my gestures just to go along and get along. I don't want to be that person anymore, Lord. I need you to fill my soul, my heart, my spirit with your love, so that you live through me and I am dead to myself and my selfish ways and my judgmental thoughts. I want to be generous and patient and kind with everybody, but also have courage and conviction and confidence in the faith that you've given me, but also why what is happening in the world is not right. Help me to learn scripture. Help me to learn your word so that I can live it and breathe it. Today, Lord, please inject zeal for the faith into my heart. Inject an overdose of it. I need as much as I can get today so that I can be love and be courage and be your slave for my love for you. Mary, please take my left hand. Holy Spirit, please take my right. Guardian angel, protect me, guide me, lead me all throughout this day to Jesus. In your name, Jesus, we pray. Amen. In the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Okay, everyone. Two more things. Oh, train whistle. You might be able to hear that. Number one, I put the link for my prayer course in here. Number two, I put the link for that 35 single 14-day conference in here. And I just want you all to pray and ponder, how are you going to grow stronger in your faith so that you can be just like Jesus, be just like St. Paul, all the apostles and the disciples after them, speaking without fear, not having a problem or an issue with anyone or anything. Living for that audience of one, we all know. All right, everybody, go out there and be love. I've got to run. Have a blessed and inspired day today. Don't forget to find something more with God. Please get that prayer life. Please. All righty, have a blessed day. Take care.